Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. It is great to be with you. We got, we're going to do news with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin's here. Hi, Uncle Kevin.
Morning, Big Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great. Another great day in America, except it's raining a little bit.
Well, we need a little rain. They certainly need it in California.
We don't need no hair. None here.
they can put it in California.
Exactly.
They can switch. Can we donate it? Is it like carbon credits? Can we carbon credit it to California?
Yeah. Ben Livingston was alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I think DARPA knows how to do it. Let DARPA do it. Anyway, great broadcast. Joseph Meyer is going to come on for, I don't know, 20 minutes or so and talk about the markets. Some of the things he's predicted has not come to pass as of yet, especially the stock market just reached an all-time high. But he said, that might happen. We're going to confront him on this and see where he's at with what we're staring at. It's fascinating.
It's hard for the stock market to go down when they're pumping in $80 billion a month.
Well, we're going to get into that. I've done quite a bit of research on this. And through the back door, there's literally very high-level people, intelligent people, saying there are literally trillions of dollars sitting in black funds, trillions, out there to keep the stock market up.
Yeah, fact.
And also to manipulate gold and silver.
That's exactly right.
And also, Lauren from Ohio, I know she used to call a lot when we had the show in the morning. She's made contact with us. We contacted her back, and she's going to be on. I know a lot of you I've even had questions. Whatever happened to Lauren from Ohio? Whatever happened to that lady always talking about this and that? Well, she's on today.
She's back.
And she's going to talk about mycoplasms and spirochetes, among other things.
I remember that. I remember her now.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. Lauren, yeah. Ohio is awesome. We're so excited to have her on.
I used to have a spirochete when I was a kid.
You talk about the little dunce hat with the whirly top. Is that what you're talking about? A little different. A little different. Engineered at Plum Island and dispersed in ticks, among other things. So she'll be on, and we'll have a really good conversation with her. And if you want to reach out and say hi to her, feel welcome to call 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Get to the news. Trump announces death of al-Baghdadi successor. So not only is al-Baghdadi dead. Well,
they got two in one, huh?
I don't know. It's just somebody else they killed. He said... Today, the quote number one replacement. I don't know how
the
they
number
know
one
that.
Man.
How do they know that?
Guessing. I don't know.
Well, they know all this about people. You know, they're showing these satellite things.
That's
now,
true.
Why don't they?
Yeah.
But why don't they get them all then?
Supposedly, they got the technology from space to take out anybody in the world with a 50 caliber.
Well, I don't know, but
supposedly
they certainly have satellites that can look at that. Anyway,
operates.
Let's move on. This story here is you've been speculating, you've been saying it, you've been calling it. Longtime Clinton advisor says, "quote Hillary is running. She feels she was put on Earth to be president.
She was put on Earth to try to take it over."
Rumors that Hillary Clinton will once again run for president continue to abound. The latest comes in the form of longtime Clinton advisor Dick Morris insisting that Hillary will become the Democratic nominee because she believes she was put on earth to be president. She feels entitled to do it. She feels compelled to do it. She feels that God put her on earth to do it,
no,
Morris said.
Beelzebub put her on earth.
That's just another story, isn't it? She's hesitant because she realizes the timing is bad. In the old issue of sexual harassment, the focus has shifted from the perpetrator to the victims. When your focus is on the predator, that's Bill Clinton's problem. But when you look at the victims, that's her. Morris added, arguing that Hillary's efforts to ignore her husband's sexual indiscretions are taking a toll. She's got to wait until Biden drops out because he's obviously next in line for it. And if he goes away, there's an opening for her. Make no mistake, she wants it. She's planning on it. She'll do everything she can to achieve it. She said she's not planning it. Isn't that what she said?
Yeah.
That's what she said. She's not planning it.
Right.
She said that's flattering. No, that's the furthest thing from my mind. Oh, please.
As soon as Biden's out, she's in.
How fast do you think Biden's out?
I say within 6 weeks.
That long? Yeah. Well, when's the primary?
I don't know.
When's the primary in Iowa?
I don't know.
See, I should know this.
You should know that. We should know. It's not important with those people running.
They'll just make it up. The superdelegates will just make it up.
Yeah. We're going to give a superdelegate, all the superdelegates.
They're going to go to Hillary.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to go to Hillary. Right. Hillary's the nominee
so
now.
So she's going to immediately take the lead.
Well, I think that will, see, that's what I think that would be bad for. I don't, you know, she's going to do that again.
Well, she's going to do it, you know, behind closed doors. It won't be so obvious this time.
Do you feel like Trump is in real danger with this impeachment situation?
A little bit. Not much, though. Not much.
Well, Michael Snyder's writing that there's Republican senators are lining up to stab him in the back.
And Could be. I don't trust the senators.
What's the vote it needs? It needs two-thirds?
Two-thirds. That's an awful lot.
67? Yeah. So 67
that's
in the Senate.
Quite a bit, you know?
And they have the Republicans. So
53. They got 53. So
53 what? The Republicans?
Yeah, 53. So
it's going to be every Democrat is going to have to vote for it, and that includes the ones in pro-Trump areas.
Right, and that's going to be hard.
And then
but they might save it.
So 14 Republican senators are going to have to flip on this.
And it's possible.
This is the dumbest thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't even want to go into that. We went over this. This is the stupidest freaking thing ever. If these people cared at all about anything, if they really cared about, you know, influence on Ukraine, they would start with Joe Biden.
That's right.
If they cared at all.
And work down to his son.
You know, and then Trump would be, you know, somewhere at
America,
the bottom of the
not
list.
Against it.
Did you hear this story about the UN takeover of Utah taxpayer-funded venue claims it's international territory?
Yeah.
The Salt Palace in Utah is a kind of like, you know, you have them in your, it used to be where the Utah Jazz played. I believe it was that big. Then they moved. But, you know, you have venues like this in any large town where they have conventions, cities. Where they have, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So there's a big UN meeting. Do you know the first, I should know this. It was a UN, UN meeting of civil society.
Mm-hmm.
And they want resiliency. There's those names Deborah Tavares said, resiliency.
Yep.
Resilient city, you know, all
Project
these things.
Project 2030.
Well, they didn't use those words.
No,
they
didn't.
No, because people know those words. It's a resilient city, civil society. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway,
you can't take pictures in here because we're not in America anymore.
Well, that's what happened in this venue. I'm giving you a little bit of background on this conference. This is the 68th conference for the UN for this civil society conference. Mm-hmm. It's the first time it's been in the United States, and they picked Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. Utah used to be a very constitutional
conservative.
Conservative, constitutional foothold, and mm-hmm. now it's just a sellout UN whore trap. I mean, I don't mm-hmm. know what else to say. Some reporters went into the building to, you know, interview people, take pictures, what have you. A foreign security guard, foreign meaning their accent was very foreign. Right. I mean, maybe they were in America, but they sure had a heavy foreign accent and says, you cannot film here. What do you mean? This is America. This is a public building.
That's right.
This is a public building.
Correct.
You get that? Taxpayer funded public. This is not a private building. And they were told,
leave. Can't do it. This is not America.
This is international territory.
That's right.
On Utah soil,
mm-hmm.
this is international territory, the UN. Do you see what is going on? Do you see that?
I see it. It's not good.
Trump rails against impeachment inquiry as key White House witness testifies. President Trump tweeted, supposedly, according to the corrupt media, the Ukraine call concerned today's never Trumper witness. Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call. Witch hunt. That was his tweet, text, or whatever.
They're making up anything they can to get rid of him.
They are trying. I think there's a story in here. Where is it? Pelosi says House will vote this week on resolution formalizing impeachment inquiry. So now she's going to formalize the impeachment inquiry.
I think it's too late.
Too late for what?
To get a proper vote. She can't.
What makes you think they can't get a vote to impeach
him? They can get a vote. Yeah. But they're not following the procedure.
Do you think that matters?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to matter?
Well, not with Pelosi, no. But the Senate can say you didn't follow procedures. We're not even going to.
Oh, you mean McConnell can say it. That's totally up to McConnell. That's 100% McConnell's decision, right?
Yeah.
Because he's, isn't it?
Yeah. No due process?
Do you think America is tiring of this?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
But do you think America's tiring to the point where, like, this is one of the techniques they use. They wear you out on the subject.
They wear you out. Lie about the polls saying, 60% of the people want this.
Do you
now.
Believe that?
No.
What planet does anybody believe that? I find a hard...
Even Fox is doing that. You know, it's like... this.
55. Yeah, I saw Fox say, now it's up to 55% want the impeachment. Are you kidding me?
Spoon, will you please?
I mean, only the people who hate Trump.
Yeah.
Which there's a lot in America. I can't believe even neutral people.
Don't believe it. They absolutely don't believe it.
Even neutral people, I can't imagine, would want this.
Nobody wants this.
Well, nobody's a strong word.
Right.
There's a lot of people who hate Trump and want it. So 40% of America just built in want it.
Want it. It's there.
35 to 40%. Want it.
Yeah. Okay.
Guaranteed. No matter what, I don't care what it is, it's for tying the shoes. Mm-hmm. I don't, shoelaces are the wrong color.
Done deal. And all the snowflakes and Tinkerbells want it.
you'd like saying that. You think that's funny, don't you?
No, I just like to give them a jab because I don't like them.
You don't? Well, you got a lot of hate.
No, I just don't like them.
Like who?
I didn't say hate. I don't hate anybody. Hmm. I don't like the safe spaces. I don't like the Play-Doh they play with. I don't like the Tinker Toys they play with. I don't. it's close to hate.
Sounds awful lot like animosity. Certainly animosity.
Yes, animosity. I'll give you that. That's a good word.
Animus. A lot of animus about this. Well, here's a story.
And any teacher teaching that nonsense should be fired.
They're just about all teaching it in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
That's what America
is.
That's what we've been talking about these stupid schools for all this time.
Mm-hmm.
They're all teaching. They're darn near one form or another. They're all teaching it. There's too many people on Earth. Oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. In 10, 12 years, there's going to be no more.
Your kid has to know about everything under the planet, including sex.
Hmm.
Sick.
Let's move on.
Sick.
This one's not going to help your animus, this story here.
All right.
CDC, that bastion,
of freedom and truthfulness.
Scientific truth.
Justice in the American way. That's what we'll call the CDC.
Well, the American way. I don't know about truth and justice, but it's become the American way. CDC admits flu vaccine failure rate of 91%.
Oh, and who didn't know that?
I know you know that, but now the CDC admits that. The CDC admits that.
Yeah.
A lot of people listening don't know that. That's shocking to them. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know. Email us or call us. Did you know that the CDC admitted the flu vaccine failure rate was 91% this year? Did you know that because of the strain?
And they can't get it right any year because mutates.
They mutate. This year's flu vaccine failed miserably according to the CDC, quote unquote, that's their own words, due to a current flu strain that showed up halfway through the season. Yeah, they always mutate.
Mutate. You can't. They're guessing. You're putting something in your body that they're guessing about.
The agency rated its effectiveness at just 9% against this strain, which is 91% not effective. And the overall effectiveness for the entire season from the beginning, they only hit 29%.
It probably hit 0.5%. I don't believe them.
Safe and effective mean two different things.
Yeah, totally.
It
totally
means something different to them than it does to you.
That's right.
And even with that loose definition, they're still having a 91% failure rate. Ladies and gentlemen, you want an article to show people about flu vaccines? And remember, the polls are showing that people don't trust the flu vaccine. You want to really hit vaccine? This is a great article. Free Thought Project. You can look at the news on the Power Hour. Just print this article out and say, here. They're lying about the flu vaccine. Flu vaccines don't work.
Don't work.
Joe Biden denied Holy Communion at a Florence church.
Because he was a demon rat?
I'll tell you why. Do you know why? Why would he you have any idea?
I just guessed. He was a demon.
Well, they're not going to say. What's a legitimate reason they would not?
Demon? That's a legitimate. A demon cannot go into church and get communion. A legitimate church.
I'm gonna, and this may be a stretch. I don't know. I'm gonna assume he's a real person that was here going in.
Okay.
Do you have any guess why he denied
communion? No, I'm not a Catholic, so.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, a candidate for the Democratic nomination in 2020, was denied Holy Communion on Sunday morning at a Florence church. Father Robert E. Morey of St. Anthony Catholic Church confirmed he had denied the presidential candidate because of his stance on
abortion.
Bingo, got it.
Who is that guy? Say that guy's name again.
Father Robert Morey.
Excellent, Robert. Robert.
You made my day, standing up for life.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
These people are not legitimate. It's time we stop giving them legitimacy.
That's right.
Thank you, Robert.
Kick them out of your church.
Sessions strongly considering bid for old seat in Alabama. I think that's a good thing. Hey, I think he should run for that seat. Jeff Sessions, Senate in Alabama.
Okay. I'm not thrilled, no.
You're not thrilled?
No.
Well, who do you want? You want that the guy that's in there now?
More? I'd rather have more than Sessions.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. UK set for third election in 4 years to try to break Brexit gridlock. The third election for it. This is
ridiculous.
The people's already voted on this.
Yep.
They just wear you out.
They wear you out.
This is just like
slowly,
the impeachment thing.
You forget about it.
Oh, forget it. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired of listening to it. We're doing all right. No, you ain't doing all right over there.
Well,
you do a lot better getting out and having a trade deal with the United States. Trump said he put you right on the front of the list.
Trudeau victory prompts Wexit talk in Canada's West. Wexit. West Canada. I guess Alberta.
Yeah.
Well, they're very conservative. Alberta is extremely conservative part of Canada. It's a lot of farmers and that kind of thing. They don't want any part of Toronto.
Yeah. They need guns.
Eastern Canada. Yeah. Is it real? Yeah. People are mad. Randy Hobach, Conservative Party member of Parliament, said to Politico, "I've never seen it like this." Number of kids watching online videos soars in the survey. The number of young Americans watching online videos every day has more than doubled. These articles, of course, this is AP. They always leave the important information out.
Well,
it really is the air they breathe, said Michael Robb, senior director of research for Common Sense Media. It doubled in how long?
Yeah.
What? Overall, 4 years. Oh, 4 years. I guess it's 4 years. I guess this is convoluted. I guess it's 4 years. I assume. I could be wrong. They barely know their biology. Parents protest that Texas school approves. As Texas school approves. This is schools, ladies and gentlemen. And these articles.
And the writers.
They barely know their biology. Parents, quote unquote, parents protest as Texas school approves polarizing sex ed curriculum teaching gender identity. So there is no gender. Now it's gender identity.
You hear that? Just run.
Identity. Hear the word identity. A new sex education curriculum will teach children and all. I don't even want to read this, but I'm curious. As well as how to use prophylactics. Yeah, it's like California. They have if you got children listening, you may want to turn the music down or something here, or turn the phone. They have condom relay races for 10 and 11 year olds. Yeah. If you're 12 years old in California, you can go get abortion, go off campus, and not tell your mom. Right now.
Bingo.
In California. Right now. In case you didn't know, plenty of parents were less than thrilled about the new change. Well, then do something.
Do something about it. Stand up like that priest did and turn down Biden.
The curriculum, here's the director of Concerned Parents of Texas. Here's what they said, what she said. This curriculum encourages minor children to engage in vaginal, oral, and anal sexual activity through the comprehensive sex eds they're voting on. Then don't let your children at the school.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much you, then don't support them. Build something else. Do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I rather my children just stay home and do chores all day than listen to this crap.
Yeah.
It's are you kidding me? How in the world are you going to raise another generation of any morality, of any fervor, of anything?
Gotta have morality.
California fire map, Getty fire, Kincaid fire, Calabas fire, Brentwood fire updates that strong winds could fuel further outbreaks. Frustration at utility rising as blackouts endure. Well, the frustration level would already be over my head right now.
Yeah, and supposedly they're shutting off power today to another 80 or 90,000 people out there.
We'll start early today. We'll set this blank. We'll start, yes, today and affect 605,000 customers, about 1.5 million people in 29 northern counties. A million and a half people, just boom, like that.
They should go down there and kick the doors down to that place and turn the power back on.
The last blackout shut the power to 2.5 million people. People are going to get sick of this and just move out.
Well, that's the plan. They want the land in California.
Seems like it.
That's the plan.
Ukraine, Russia begin withdrawal of troops in Rebel East. In the Rebel East. The Rebel East.
I'd like to be there.
Sounds like you'd like to be in the Rebel East.
Exactly.
In Syria.
Exactly.
And doing what? hiding under a rock. That's what you'd be doing. Ukraine's military said the withdrawal of government Russian-backed rebel troops started at 12 local time. Amazon set to challenge loss of $10 billion Pentagon Jedi cloud computing contract. How do you challenge?
Yeah, they lost that to Microsoft.
If Amazon.com decides to fight the decision to Microsoft, it could act as early as next week. A challenge to the Defense Department's award announced last week is widely expected by legal experts.
Well, Amazon had it, and then they cheated to get it, and then they gave it to Microsoft. That's what I heard.
Well,
is that true?
They're going. You're asking me?
I mean, you got the paper right there.
You think that this article? Who's this from?
Oh, I don't know.
You think that in the news article, in corporate media news article, they're going to tell you all this?
That's what I heard.
They're going to challenge, especially after President Donald Trump publicly derided Amazon's bid for the high stakes contract. For over a year, the acrimonious contract award process for the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure called JEDI. You see how they come up with these catchy names, JEDI?
Mm-hmm.
Viacom-CBS merger expected to be completed in early December. Major media, corporate medias are merging left and right, consolidating. Less and less people are making more and more decisions about what you can see.
Exactly right.
De Blasio ordered New York Police Department security team to drive son to college. Well, maybe he was threatened.
Harassed.
Maybe he was harassed. Maybe he felt scared. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Ladies and gentlemen, thepowermall.com is where all the great products are that we sell for you. If you want to brush your teeth, I assume you brush your teeth. Everybody who's listening, will you please do me a favor? Call the Power Mall. Go online at thepowermall.com, either one, and order some toothpaste or some mouthwash. It's fantastic.
It is.
Please order some toothpaste. I don't know what else. Is that too much to ask? I mean, do you enjoy, do you like this program? Do you enjoy the program? Please buy some toothpaste. You can't change everything in the world. You can buy some toothpaste.
That's, if everybody went out and did that, we would be able to expand with no problem.
Yes. So there you go.
No problem.
877-817-9829. Great specials over at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for all your support. Everybody, your purchases, your donations, your prayers, your thoughts, your attention, all of it. We appreciate it. God bless you. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Great specials. We'll talk about the next hour over there at the Power Mall. So we're going to do a couple news stories, and Joseph Meyer is on hold. Funding Medicare for All, which taxes on the rich, impossible, study says. So it's impossible to fund Medicare for all. It's impossible.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I mean, anybody with any sense, they can count with a calculator or abacus or even the fingers
or whatever. Them. First thing they'd have to do is lower the prices of everything, but they'd raise them.
Asteroid Hygieia could become tiniest dwarf planet. That's interesting. But FDA pesticide report, 84% of fruits, 53% of vegetables, 42% of grains contaminated in the United States. The latest annual analysis of the levels of pesticide or residues that contaminates the fruits and veggies and other foods we Americans routinely put on dinner plates. So,
What percentage did you say there?
84% fruit, 53% vegetables, 42% grains. So,
I thought that's a little low.
Well, the fruits and the vegetables, you know, you can soak them in that, I can't even remember what it's called, that stuff. You can soak them in stuff and it gets the residue off. Mm-hmm. It's hard to wash that residue off.
Right.
You got to put this specific stuff that soaks, that pulls the chemical off.
But it's possible.
Nationwide Xanax recall. If you take Xanax, there's been a recall on Xanax. Miracle 2 and Neutralizer soap for clean. Oh, here it is. Catherine's got the article. Miracle 2 and Neutralizer soap.
They
clean off the vegetables. Okay. I didn't know that.
Simple.
See, I haven't even used that neutralizer. I haven't even used it. I don't even know. So,
well, now you do.
Well, now that would be great to have. Soak any vegetables you get, soak it in the neutralizer.
That's right. Pour a little
Catherine,
bit.
I need some neutralizer.
Send it.
Yeah, we'll start soaking our vegetables in it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So that's at the Power Mall also. Add 1 ounce of neutralizer to a thing of water, and this will cause the parasites to be removed. Some people
use the pesticides off too.
Some people say they use Miracle 2 bathwater to kill fire ants.
And fire ants are hard to kill.
Why? I don't know. Do they make a soapy thing and like spray it on the yard? Oh, we gotta go to Joseph. I'm fascinated by this Miracle 2 soap now. Anyway. Our next guest, or our first guest today, is a longtime friend of the Power Hour. So glad to have him on, Joseph Meyer. He's been around a long time. Straight Money Analysis. Always exciting to talk to you. Joseph, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay, I want to start with Catherine Austin Fitz. She did a report, I don't know, was it 2016 now or 17? I can't remember. She basically said there's a lot of money, a lot of dark money in America that's missing, that's been sucked out of the Defense Department, different things that people are sitting on. Rob Kirby from Canada has done a lot of research. He says he can't prove it, but he feels very strongly all the evidence is indicating that there is a massive black fund of money that is sitting there that the government is using basically to prop the stock market up. Do you know anything about this? Does this mean something to you?
Well, I think these markets have had an invention in them for quite some time. You and I have talked about this in previous shows. I think, quite honestly, we have managed markets in a managed economy. I truly believe it.
All right. The one, you know, we've talked, I agree with you. I think most people listening agree, but what's going to stop them? The stock market just hit an all-time high. What's going to stop them from putting the stock market up to 50,000 instead of, you know, close to 30? What's going to stop it? What will stop this management?
Well, I think we're going to see big problems coming out of Europe. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. I think the global economies of the world are slowing down, and slowing down quite significantly. As you know, we have 37 countries already with negative interest rates. How much further we can drive rates down with a negative yield, I think that's the big question. Nobody has an answer to, Daniel.
Who in their right mind would invest real money in a negative interest rate yielding bond?
Somebody who's crazy.
I mean, is it just a matter of they think, you know, we had Christopher Markowski was on yesterday or a couple of days ago, and he was saying, well, the people who buy it are, they think the interest rates are going down lower, so then it's worth more, so then they can sell it for the difference. How can anybody, I'm going to take $100 and I'm going to invest a bond that pays me less after 30 years or 10 years or whatever, I get $98. I mean, who would, I put the money under my mattress. Why would I do that?
You know, currently, Daniel, we have $15 trillion worth of sovereign debt with a negative yield. Do you know that?
Yeah, oh, I thought it was $16 trillion, but if you said $15, you know better than me. I thought it was
We also have 500 billion euros of junk bonds in Europe with a negative yield. You know that.
Define junk bond. What does that mean? You talking about corporate bonds, or what are you talking about?
It's a non-rated security.
Like, is that a corporate, and is it coming from corporations, or where do they originate?
Corporations.
Okay. Okay, well, who's buying that? Who would buy that? I don't get it.
People that want yield, they're willing to take the risk in the hope that the debt is eventually paid. Sometimes it is, and most times it isn't. That's
the reality of
a junk bond.
Yeah, but what you just—I mean, I hear. I'm not berating you. You know, I'm just frustrated by this whole system. Negative interest rates mean you're going to give me back less than I gave you to begin with. There is no yield. Why would
maybe not give you back your money at all? How's that?
I agree. Why wouldn't you just put it in your mattress?
Buy gold and silver if you have any brains.
Well, I know that's the next step in this. I'm just saying, just logically, it makes no sense. And who is it that's investing? I mean, I've heard that a lot of pension funds, a lot of insurance companies are the ones investing in this. They're kind of required in some of their syllabuses to invest in sovereign debt or what have you. It
yes,
sheds some light
are.
On that.
Well, you know, you got a total market cap of equities as a share of GDP is now 145%. That ratio was about 100% in 2007, and it's averaged just about 80% since 1971.
Okay, say that again. Slow down and say that again. That seems important.
Total market cap of equities as a share of GDP is now at 145%.
Okay, so you're saying the total value of all stocks is 145% of our GDP, where traditionally it's been around 80, and even in 2007 it was at 100.
So yes, it was, Daniel.
So this is extremely overvalued, is what you're telling me.
Extremely overvalued by any measure of valuation, no doubt about it. That's why this is a bubble. It may go a little further, but I think the risk to people in these markets is extraordinary. I truly believe it.
See, I think I have the opinion. I don't know, and I've done quite a bit of research. I'm no Joseph Meyer, but I've looked at this a lot. I don't know if these markets, the economy all over the world, like you mentioned, I don't know if they can make it to the next election. It almost seems like they need to let off some steam before then. I think they're going to use maybe the impeachment as a kind of a ruse to let off some stock steam, or they're going to use something. I don't know if it can make it another year without some type of correction. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, you got total global debt, $250 trillion, up over $70 trillion from 2008, and now at a record 330% of GDP. How much further can this go? I don't think it can go much further. I truly
don't. I don't know. I thought it wouldn't go this far. I mean, Japan, what their debt's like 250% of GDP. What's our debt as far as GDP? Or our percentage of, you know what I'm talking about? It's a little over 100, and Japan is like 250% or 300%.
We're 145. U.S. Treasury yields 1.7%, but it averages above 6. So these interest rates are historically very low. I think they're causing more problems than bringing solutions, as people are looking to them to do. You got the U.S. national debt, as you know, was $9 trillion in 2007. It skyrocketed to $23 trillion today. Business debt has jumped by nearly 60% in the last 12 years. That's a story in itself.
Now,
U.S. non-financial debt has soared from $33 trillion in 2007 to $53 trillion in 2019. We're drowning in debt, Daniel. No two ways about it. Now, this economy's in trouble.
Now, you said the U.S. yields are about 1.7. Is that why the dollar's really, I say strong, I mean relatively strong compared to the rest of the world? Because there is some yield. It's not a negative yield.
It's the primary reason, Daniel, no doubt about it.
Well, then why is Trump clamoring to take rates negative? Is he trying to renegotiate the debt? Or what?
Combination of many things.
What
negotiation of the debt is just one of them.
And what are the other reasons? So we can people can buy our goods, or what? What's the reason?
Well, I think it's certainly an avenue to increase trade and certainly eliminate the unfair trade practices we've had with various nations all around the world. And I think he's aware if we're going to bring industry back to America, at some point, we're going to have to go back on the gold standard, and we're going to have to stop printing dollars. There's no doubt about it.
And do you, is there a time frame in your mind for that?
Next year.
That soon?
I think it has to be.
Because of all these pressures, or why?
Combination of many, many things. You know, I did some research, and I think I shared this with you the last time we talked, how much prices have gone up just since 1969, and as you know, we went off the gold standard in 1971. Do you know the cost of a new home in 1969, the average cost of a new home in America? Take a guess.
I think you told me.
I know exactly the number.
I'm going to say $8,000.
$15,525.
Okay, $15,500. Okay.
Do you know what the average yearly wage was for a working American in 1969?
$5,000.
$8,550 a year.
So half. So they made more than half of their the price
of the home. Cost of a home and the yearly salary.
Wow. Wow.
Take a guess, the average cost of a new car in 1969. Let's see how close you can get.
I want to say $2,500. I'm going to say $2,500. You there?
$3,275.
Well, I was close.
You were very close.
This is a fun game. What's not fun is now looking at what's a new home today? What's the average cost of a new home today? $200,000?
About $185,000.
And what's the average salary for people?
$33,000 a year.
So six times. So 1/6. So we went from 50. The new price of an average home, people were making about 55% of that. Now they're making 1/6 of it. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly right. Take a guess, a gallon of milk, 1969. Let's see if you can come close.
I'm going to say 15 cents.
$1.25.
Oh, well, that's high. I mean, that seems high.
Gallon of gas, 1969. You should know this one.
A quarter. That's a quarter.
35 cents a gallon, average price.
Okay, I thought it was a quarter right around that time. I was close on that.
Pound of ground coffee, that's the last one. Take a guess.
I have the 10 cents. I have no idea.
95 cents a pound.
Oh, geez, I don't drink coffee. I have no idea. I don't even know how much it is now.
Got another quick one for you.
All right.
How many mercury head dimes would it take to make an ounce of silver? Let's see if you can get that one.
How many mercury? Now, I know this. To make 1 ounce of silver?
I'll
come real close. Now, I do know this. Let me think. All right. Well, a dollar face is 0.72 ounces of silver. So then you need about 13, give or take.
14.
Well, I knew that. See, and now you're asking me something I know about. Wow. I don't know even where to say. I mean, are we getting lulled into just, oh, we were accepting this? Or is it, I mean, this is, should almost be like red flashing lights. Danger, danger, Will Rob. I mean, this is serious. And this isn't just America's doing better than some of the other countries. Europe, China.
All over the world, Daniel.
And why do you think that is? Is it because these monetary policies? Is it because the negative interest rates? Is it because the structured, basically socialism controlling the means of production in these countries? What is it?
Socioeconomics of the time, which played out and didn't play out the way the central banks of the world certainly believed long ago they would. I think that's the simple answer.
Well, maybe this is how they believe they would turn out. Maybe all along this is what they were thinking.
Well, I don't think you can rule out that for a minute when you look at the recklessness we're still seeing in all these markets. You know, we're being told the stock market's the economy. But I find that difficult to believe when only 50% of all Americans own stock. And as I've also said many times, only 1% own any gold and silver.
Wow.
So how can the stock market be the economy, Daniel? It doesn't meet the smell test.
I'm gonna present a scenario, and you tell me your opinion on the scenario. President Trump gets in office. He's not the first president to do this, certainly. He's probably one of the most aggressive ones to do it, touting the gains in the stock market, using the stock market as an indicator, basically what you said. The stock market's doing good, therefore the economy's doing good. So that is the indicator. I think his re-election depends on, quote-unquote, the economy doing good or some semblance. People feel like it, perception of it is. And that they're keeping this up the whole time. They're artificially holding all these stock market prices up, and they will not relinquish that stock market until after the election.
Well, I think that's what they'd like to do, but I'm not so sure they're going to be able to. I think we've got so many forces moving at the same time globally and all around the various governments of the world. We got too many economies in trouble all at the same time for them, I think, to be able to do it, Daniel. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Is there something that you're looking for over the horizon, you say, in your mind, wow, if I see this, then I know we've taken a further step down towards the scenario you're mentioning here.
Argentina, as you know, and I think you'll agree, is on the verge of default.
Yeah.
It's not a question of it, it's a question of when. But I think that could very well set off a chain reaction all through Latin America and through Europe as well when it happens.
Why not America? Not the United States?
I think we'll be affected as well, but I think it'll affect Latin America and Europe first. No two ways about it.
Why Europe? Because they're heavily invested there, or why?
Yes, they are. I think that's the primary reason, yes.
Some 70 countries, you know, it changes by the day. I don't know what it is, but somewhere around 70 countries, give or take. Gold is right now at its all-time high in relation to their local currency. All-time
high.
Yes,
it is.
In America, it's not. It's probably, you know, got another 30% to go to reach its all-time high or something like that.
Germany has restarted buying gold for the first time in 21 years. They made the announcement they're buying gold and buying it heavily. Do you know
yes.
that?
Yes. Yeah, I did. We've seen China. We've seen all these countries make a high. In America, it's almost like whatever it takes to get the American people not to buy into gold and silver. Is this working? Is this stupid? Is this, what?
Well, you got to say to yourself, which would you rather be invested in, the stock and bond market or in gold and silver? And I think if you're comfortable being in the stock market, you certainly don't understand the value that gold and silver is demonstrating at these price levels, that's for sure.
That investment banker I mentioned, Markowski, came on, and I asked him about gold and silver, and he dismissed it because it doesn't pay a yield. I'm like, yield? What are you talking about? Yield? You talk about all these negative interest rate bonds that people are flying into. There's no yield in those. What in the world are you talking about?
There's no intrinsic value either.
I agree. For people listening. I mean, really, you come on, you know, one thing, you did say the stock market was going to go down, blah, blah, blah. It isn't. It's made its all-time high again, and we did talk about that's a possibility. I think it's possible. It may shoot up to 50,000. I don't know. Everything logic tells you that it shouldn't. There's no way this is sustainable. For
this
people
is an
listening
ending
at home,
rather than a fresh beginning, Daniel. I can't say it any straighter than that. This market's got the potential to lose one-third to one-half its value over the next 2 years.
Okay, so if I'm just even a betting man looking at odds, and I'm sitting here and weighing all this, because I've done a lot of research on this also, and I mean, I'm just flabbergasted. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I try to tell our audience what I'm seeing. There is a significant risk, I believe, to what Joseph Meyer just said. What percentage? I mean, is it 50%? Is it 75%? Is it? I don't know. There is a significant risk that the stock market is going to see a, whatever you said, one-third to one-half correction. That's what you just said, right? One-third
yes,
to one-half?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So if you weigh that against what is the reward or what is the possible benefits, I mean, do you think there's an equal a chance that it shoots up that much? I don't.
This is the third bubble in 20 years, Daniel. As you remember, we had the dot-com bubble, we had the housing bubble, and now we've got the bubble in the stock and bond market. Ask yourself how the dot-com bubble ended. Ask yourself how the housing bubble ended. I think if you know the answer to those two questions, you know exactly how the third bubble will end, exactly the same.
The your newsletter is fantastic for this, a very concise way to get people information, actionable suggestions, actionable research. It's fantastic. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. Give the phone number, please.
386-677-8642, Daniel.
That's 386-677-8642. 386-677-8642. You've been around a long time, Joseph, and you've seen a lot here. Have you ever seen a set of circumstances to match what we're looking at now?
Honestly, no. Not in my career. I have not seen a set of circumstances similar to these. No.
This tells me to run and hide under a rock. And when I hear run and hide under a rock, to me, that means gold and silver. That means batten down the hatches. It means, you know, money under the mattress. It means all these to me. Because all these created markets and whatever, the vulnerabilities are just so great. And the it's almost unprecedented. It's hard to even put your finger on it. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here. It's just, this is crazy.
Well, you know, I'm writing the newsletter 10 years, and I never thought I'd see in my lifetime the lunacy these markets currently represent. I think you got investors honestly taking risk in these markets they quite frankly don't even understand.
Well, God bless. Joseph, it's a pleasure to have you as always. Thank you so much, and Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Sure do.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.